Well, good morning. It's about 50 degrees in downtown Tulsa right now. High, listen to this. High near 80. Do we like that? We like that, don't we?
Absolutely. I love this time of year, the time change, and then now high of 80.
Yeah. I tell you what, though, with that time change, I love it, too. I like being able to grill out, you know, until 8 or 9 o'clock or whatever. However, if you got a kid and you're like, it's time to go to bed, but it's like daylight outside, it's a little bit challenging.
Your son is now 8. What time is his bedtime?
We try to get him down about 8 o'clock.
Time to bump it on up a little bit. Let's give him 8:30.
So? Yeah. I remember when I got to the age, I finally graduated to the age where I could stay up till 8:30. Because they let me watch the Cosby Show.
Oh, good.
And I felt like I was like grown at that point. You know, they let me watch The Cosby Show, which now we know is probably not the show to let a kid watch because that guy turned out to be a monster.
Yeah. How is the weather looking? I know we got a cool down this weekend just in time for your spring break trip to Broken Bow. It's going to get really cold, I think, over the weekend.
Yeah, this weekend, highs in the lower 60s, and at night it'll be in the 40s, so we get a little bit of a cold snap.
You got some luck, don't you?
Yeah.
Big spring break coming up, freezing.
I hate it when it times out like that. When you're at work, it's 80 degrees, and then you get a vacation, and it's 60 degrees.
Now, did you see this? A brewery and wastewater treatment plant in North Carolina, they're going to team up together to create a beer made with recycled wastewater. Here's a representative of the brewery and the wastewater treatment plant talking about the new, soon-to-be-released beer called Renew Brew.
It represents innovation, creativity, investment in infrastructure. It represents the hard work of staff.
It represents pour it on down the toilet. I ain't drinking no beer made from recycled water. That's doo-doo.
What comes out of your faucet is recycled water.
I don't drink that very often either. I go get that bottled stuff, buddy.
You heard of a sewer plant?
Yeah.
What do you think they're doing down there?
That's their business.
It's your business when you drink it.
I won't even drink tap water anymore. Used to, I would drink out of the hose, the garden hose, people call it up here. I call it the hose pipe. I guess up here people call it the spigot or whatever. I used to drink out of that. Now I won't even drink anything that's not, like, filtered now.
Why?
What happened? I don't know, man. I'm strange like that.
I still stick my head under the faucet and just drink it.
Mm-hmm.
If I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm parched, I just walk in there and just put my head under the faucet.
Something got in my head now where I feel like I can't drink just regular water anymore ever since those filters came along, and now I have the big bottle that you go refill at Reese's or Walmart.
I had a buddy in college, and his first job out of college was selling filtration systems to family. Not like the little Brita's, but I'm talking like one for your house.
Major ones, yeah?
Yeah. And one of their selling points is they would go in there, and of course, every time they tested your water, it had poop in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, all right, so when do you want us to install this? And if they said no, I can't afford $5,000. I go, so you're cool with your kids just drinking poop, huh?
That's low down right there. Would you drink a beer made from Arkansas River water?
If it was sterilized, maybe, but probably not. Okay.
Did you see this? A guy is getting roasted on TikTok for attempting to get a refund from Little Caesars because he said he got food poisoning. The only problem is he ate most of the pizza and the manager was not having any of it.
Uh-huh. Staphylococcus meningitis. He got staphylococcus from all of this garlic butter.
That's not what I said.
You can keep your napkin, though. I'll give you your money back. You don't have to record me. I know what I said.
I came in here to... Am I allowed... Can I say...
It's all gone, and you've got garlic butter all over it. No wonder you got sick.
Oh, gone? Am I allowed to talk, or...
Wait, you just talked before you turned your camera on, though, right?
Yeah.
Even your pizza knows you're a liar.
You need to work on your customer service.
I don't let liars come to my store.
I am not a liar.
Am I supposed to ask Kiss just because you bought a $7.99?
No!
Okay, I'm refunding you. Drop it. Thank you.
No, you called me a moron.
Look, don't go to Little Caesars thinking you're going to get great customer service. That's Little Caesars, man. You know what you're getting when you go in there. What are your thoughts on that? He ate most of the pizza, and then he's trying to get a refund.
Yeah, I it'd be one thing if he took one bite and said no, but you can't eat the whole meal and then go, hey, man, it wasn't good.
Yeah, and you're going to get a little sick if you eat too much Little Caesars pizza.
I kind of agree with that lady.
And the $7 pizza, he's returning it. I was in Las Vegas one time with my dad, and we went through this line, and they said they had 99-cent shrimp cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
My dad went through, got the shrimp cocktail, didn't feel like the shrimp were big enough, returns the shrimp cocktail for 99 cents.
He wanted that refund.
I'm like, you're going to go get your money back on that, man?
Yeah.
Eric Carmen died over the weekend. Do you remember this guy? He was the lead singer of the Raspberries and later had a successful solo career. I didn't know who the heck he was at all, but I did know some of his songs.
One, two, three, four.
What does it take to become so famous? All these songs I recognize, but I didn't really know who he was.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of interesting. I know the songs, had no idea who that was.
And that's not just one or two good songs. That's like four or five right there. 74 years old. I guess his most famous was Hungry Eyes, I think, mm-hmm. to me anyway. Dolly Parton says Beyonce has already recovered a cover of Jolene.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Dolly Parton says Beyonce has now covered a... Jolene. You know,
really?
She's got the country album coming out that everybody was all in a tizzy over. I wonder how Beyonce's take on Jolene will be.
Probably pretty good. Also, didn't Billy Cyrus's daughter, what's her name?
Miley Cyrus?
Miley Cyrus. She did it excellently.
She really set the bar high with that one.
Yeah.
And finally, the end of an era is no one chewing gum anymore. Gum sales dropped nearly a third in the U.S. during the pandemic. And strangely, they haven't rebounded. Why do you think nobody's chewing gum anymore?
I don't know. I used to hate to go to, like, school and that somebody puts gum under it and all that. I hate gum. Hate gum.
You hate gum?
Hate gum.
Gum is a universally liked thing, man. What do you mean you hate it?
Nah. My sister, man, she fell asleep with gum in her mouth, got in her hair. We had to use peanut butter to get it out.
So 45 years ago, your sister got some gum in her hair, and you haven't had it since?
I'm still mad at
it. What a moron. That's crazy.
It's 98.5 The Bull with Tyga, Daniel. Hey, coming up, Daniel, you know what we got? We got at 7:40 this morning, we're giving away a Tyga, Daniel wireless Bluetooth speaker in tandem with Oilers tickets.
I know.
How about that?
Yeah, you were over at the Wee Street.
Oh, it's awesome.
Ice
over
ring.
There. It's unbelievable.
I'm hearing some reports about a little faux pas maybe you made, and I've got a clip of that coming up.
I had a faux pas
at the Wee Street. At the event.
But that ice center down there, what used to be the promenade, unbelievable. And you know, I'm like a pessimist. I don't get impressed by a whole lot. That place is unbelievable. Two big ice rinks. They got a huge bar and stuff like that. It's a fun place for a family to go. So that's your chance coming up at about 7:40 this morning. Good morning.
98.5 The Bull weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
Yeah, it's 6:44. Tyg and Daniel. Good morning, Daniel.
You don't often rave about things, but you were raving about the new ice skating center over the Wee Street. What's it called exactly?
Yeah, the Wee Street Ice Skate Center, or Ice Center is what they call it. And you can go skate there. You know, they have free skate. Also, I'll tell you what, man, you know what I really enjoyed, and I didn't know that I would enjoy this? They had a hockey game out there. But it was like 8-year-olds.
Oh, yeah?
It was so fun to watch 8-year-olds. And they can do it all. They can skate backwards. But then every now and then they, you know, bump into each other. And, you know, they're piling up on each other. It's a super fun time out there. If you get a chance to go to the Wee Street Ice Center, there where the promenade used to be or still is or whatever that place is, I highly recommend it.
You were out there over the weekend. I wasn't with you, so you were out into the world by yourself if I'm out of town. And a little bit of controversy here. You were out there, and you did a video that you posted on the 98.5 The Bull Facebook page. And to me, it's glaring. The mascot of the Oilers comes over, and you start talking to the mascot. It's clear to me that you don't know this thing's name.
I don't know the mascot's name?
Yeah. If I get some audio here, I want you to listen to Ty trying to describe the ice skating rink and interact with the mascot of the Oilers.
Hey, it's Tyg from the Tyg and Daniel Show, 98.5 The Bull, and look who we got here. You know, we're at the Wee Street Ice Center, and man, they have two rinks, not one, but they got two rinks, and you can see the people are skating, and if you come down here and you're here until 6 o'clock, or at least before 6 o'clock, you can skate absolutely free. You see, we got a celebrity out here. taking pictures so you can get all this done. It's so fun out here. It's amazing. And don't worry about eating before you get here because of AB Pans. That way, you can see that they got the Sports Bar and Grill. Puck's Sports Bar and Grill is wide open. So don't worry about eating. You come out here and meet your favorite characters. And we're here until 6 o'clock today. Totally free ice skating. It's where the promenade, you see the promenade sign, you know the promenade, that's where we are, at the old Macy's location. I appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
Why don't you just ask somebody what the mascot's name was so you could refer to it? You're just pointing and being very rude, like, and this thing's here.
All right, so, like, there was no handlers around that mascot. Usually they have, like, a handler.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nobody to ask, and you can't ask the mascot because they're not supposed to talk to you, right?
Right.
They're just supposed to stand there. And so, yeah. I saw the mascot, and, you know, for work, I had to do a video, and I said, well, this looks like something that would, you know, make sense. And, but yeah, I was just gliding through that.
Well, you probably hurt its feelings.
Probably.
Now, I'm sure you, being a professional that you are, you realize you didn't know the mascot's name. You went home. I'm sure you researched it. Now, would you please reveal what the name of the Oilers mascot is?
I don't know.
It's Hornsby.
Hornsby.
Yeah.
You know, and
I think you've been a little disrespectful to Hornsby, to be honest, this morning. I'm not very happy with it.
No, we went out there to the Oilers game and had to get on the ice and stuff. And to be totally honest, if I can be totally honest, I grew up in the American South.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even see ice until I was a college student, so I didn't know a lot about hockey. However, I'm glad that I'm getting into it because it's actually a dang good time.
It really is.
It's really fun.
So much fun that you don't even bother to learn Hornsby's name.
Hornsby.
You're like, and then this thing's out here.
Look at this character.
I wonder if Hornsby knew.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Like, there's somebody inside that thing, and they must have been like, this guy has no idea my name.
Hornsby didn't talk, so I don't know.
Was it on Hornsby's jersey?
I don't know. I probably should have looked at the back of it.
I'm glad your voice is sounding better. Good Lord.
Yeah. 4 weeks without a voice. It's been great. It's 98.5 The Bull. It's a good thing I'm not on the radio.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. It's 98.5 The Bull with Ty and Daniel. Good morning.
What is that? What's funny?
I was just thinking about something that happened last night, and I'll tell it later.
Oh, okay. Did you see that tell you who's having a terrible week in the news? Five Guys, Burgers and Fries. I guess somebody posted their receipt on Twitter, and it was for a bacon cheeseburger, regular soda, and little fry. What do you think that came to? That's food for one.
All right. What was on the menu again?
Bacon cheeseburger, regular soda, little fry. In other words, a small fry.
To me, that would be like an $8 order.
$24.10. that does include a $2 tip. But so $22 for one person for Five Guys.
Wow.
Not a good time. You don't want to be in the news for...
Yeah,
it being too expensive,
we're,
you know.
We're all talking about inflation. The president got on TV the other night and was talking about that Snickers doesn't give you enough Snickers anymore.
I didn't hear that part of it. Did he really?
Yeah.
He felt like Snickers have shrunk?
During the State of the Union, he goes, listen, it's called shrinkflation. Have you heard of this? Do you know what shrinkflation is? You pay the same for the Snickers, but they're putting less in it.
Got it. Yeah, that is the biggest problem we're facing right now. But I wondered if the same prices in Tulsa, because this receipt, this could be in New York City, where I'd imagine things are very expensive. So I would like to know, Ty, if you were to walk into Five Guys today and order, what would your order typically be? And I'll tabulate really quickly.
I'd probably order something very similar to what he did, just a burger and fries.
You think you'd get a bacon cheeseburger?
Sure, yeah.
What a lard. All right.
What?
Huh? Would you get fries, I suppose?
Yeah. I mean, that's typical with an order.
Okay. What would you be having to drink?
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola. Watch how this work and end up being the same exact price as the other thing. What do you do if you're the people at Five Guys? What do you do to combat this? These bad headlines?
I wouldn't engage. I would probably just keep my mouth shut. You know, if people want Five Guys, I got to pay $24 for it. You know, if you don't want it, don't go there.
Basically, exactly the same. It would be $24.86 with a $2 tip. Actually, more than wherever this receipt was from. So.
Well, you know, your friend Larry, who you grew up with, he had kids before I did. And he just said, even going to McDonald's is $50 when you have a family of four. Could you imagine going to Five Guys with a family of
you
four?
You might as well go to Ruth's Chris. Family of four at Five Guys? No way. Isn't it ironic that Five Guys can't afford to eat at Five Guys?
Yeah, five guys walked in there, it'd be like $200.
They need to stay in there with a half a guy, because that's all you could eat there.
It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. Hey, good morning, guys. Well, it's 98.5 The Bull. Good morning. Daniel and I both, we went to college. We both actually graduated from college. Shocking, I know, if you hear us on the radio. But, you know, we've got a college degree. My son brings home homework, and I have to Google how to do it. Mm-hmm. He's in second grade. So am I like a moron? And then I felt better because my wife, Brittany, she posted on Facebook a couple weeks ago that she had to Google how to do the homework, too. And every day, you know, we try to help him with his homework and stuff. And last night, we knew he had a homework assignment due, my son. But over the weekend, we had a guest over that was kind of last minute. Like, she called and said, I'm on my way or something like that. So we had to, like, emergency clean up the house. You know how you do that? You just start throwing stuff in closets and just to make the house look decent. And I guess in that process, I took his homework and put it somewhere.
Oh, my gosh. Let me predict. He gets to school. He's like, you know, my dad lost my homework. They're going to be, yeah, right, buddy. Go sit and time out.
This is legitimate, though. But you're right. Like, you know, a kid would say that, and does the teacher believe it? And we are tearing up the house last night. I mean, I'm going through his closet. I'm going through drawers, the junk drawer that everybody has. I mean, I'm looking everywhere for his homework because he's got to fill it. Like, it's like a worksheet, so he's got to complete the worksheet.
If you've listened to this show, you know that Ty, from time to time, will lose his keys and not be able to find them for days, maybe weeks on end. I imagine even losing homework, the same situation. This stuff is just gone for a little while.
Yes, and but my son's highly concerned because he, you know, I'm proud of him because he does want to do well in school. And if he can't turn in homework that dad lost, he's going to get a bad grade because of me.
Okay.
So we're tearing up the house. I'm looking at the couches. I'm looking in cushions. I mean, I don't know where this thing went because we had that emergency cleanup because a guest was coming over. And then a light bulb moment. It just went off. But before I found the homework, my son was in such distress about I'm going to get like an F. He got a notebook out. And he wrote his teacher an apology letter. Dear Miss Bishop. It was like a Civil War letter.
Mm-hmm.
Dearest Miss Bishop. He was so concerned. And my heart was breaking because he really wants to be a decent student. But none of this was under his power. It was all because Dad put his sheets somewhere, and I can't remember where they are. And I thought, and I have been known to throw away stuff by accident. So I thought, that thing's in the dump. So he's going to get an F on this report. And so my son writes out an apology letter to his teacher. Dearest Miss Bishop, may the wind be always at your back. Mm-hmm. But I'm sad to report that my dad threw away my homework.
And did you then have to sign the letter to, like, include something on the letter?
No. So I went to bed. And as I go to bed, Daniel falls asleep in like 1 second. I sit there and think for like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
It hit me. I said, it's on top of the fridge. That's where I put loose letters. And I went in there and found his homework. So maybe all's not lost.
This is going to be a controversial opinion. You should have wrote the letter and be like, I'm so sorry. I threw away this guy's homework. Please give it to him again. And that way, next time he just doesn't do his homework, he's got a get out of jail free card. Like, my idiot dad lost my homework again. Hey, Nessie.
Now you're thinking. It's 98.5 The Bull. Good morning, guys. We'll see. Hopefully he gets a good grade now.
98.5 The Bull weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
I think we're all still kind of adjusting. It's dark outside at 7:20 with the time change. Good morning, Daniel. It's 98.5 The Bull.
Good morning. As you know, this is an election year, and we're probably going to be hearing about politics a whole bunch, and we're all going to get tired of it and tired of each other talking about it. But I was wondering the other day, after I listened to the State of the Union, I was driving, and I listened to that just to pass some time. Do you think, not just this president, but do you think the president, any president of the United States, knows how much a gallon of milk would cost?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
And this is not about the particular president, whether it be Joe Biden or Donald Trump. Do you think the guy would know just how much a gallon of milk would cost? Because, you know, they've got a lot of things to worry about.
I know an example of this happening, sort of. Bill Clinton, the governor of Arkansas, he became president of the United States. He beat a guy named George Bush. And one thing that, like, hurt George Bush a lot is he went to a grocery store on television, you know, to show he's like the rest of us, right?
Right.
But he really hadn't been to a grocery store. And he was fascinated by the scan technology. He didn't know that you could just scan a barcode. So, like, you know, they're pretending like they're like us. But really, you know, one's a billionaire, one's a career politician. I doubt they're like us. So I would be shocked if they knew the price of a gallon of milk.
I mean, probably when you get to be president, there's probably you've had a long line of success, and you've been, you probably haven't had to pump your own gas in probably, what, a decade by then?
Yep.
So I would imagine the current president, or any president at the time, probably doesn't know how much a gallon of milk costs. And then I was wondering, well, I wonder if Tig knows what the cost of a gallon of milk
is.
Oh,
that's a good question.
So, Tig, what is a great value whole milk from Walmart? How much does a gallon of milk cost?
$3.75.
You're very close. $3.26. Look at you. You got to get you an office, buddy.
I'd be a good politician because I relate. I know what it's like.
I wonder how much the president does think a gallon of milk is.
That, you know, when they do these debates, they should ask those questions. You know, it's like, your policy, blah, 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 blah. How much is a gallon of milk?
They should let me moderate one of the debates. You know, you could have the serious stuff, and then I could ask the real important questions like, hey, what's, you know, how much is a gallon of milk?
That's right.
Would it be impossible to make a product with a label that easily peels off?
How much do you think childcare is a week?
Oh, you know? I don't even know that. How much is childcare a week?
Dude, I've been in some rough situations. And it depends on where you go, but it is... I was so dumb. Before I had a kid, I was doing a budget. And I was like, here's my mortgage. Here's the car payments. And when I guessed childcare, I put $300 a month. And it was like four times that. Mm. So I had miscalculated.
Five Guys is in the news about somebody going through Five Guys, getting a burger and fries for one. It was $24. I would have to ask them if they knew how much that was. I bet they just have no idea.
Yeah. So I bet you're right. That's the questions we ought to ask in these debates. Not your foreign policy. How much is a gallon of milk? And just see who gets closest. It's 98.5 The Bull with Ty Gadino. Good morning.
98.5 The Bull weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
It's 98.5 The Bull. We're not that far away, about 7 minutes from the bullfight, in which you can win a tickets to the Oilers, and you get to ice skate and all that, and then we'll throw in a Tiger Daniel speaker. So that's 7 minutes away. Good morning to you, Daniel.
Down in Alabama over the weekend for my nephew's birthday party, and at the lake in Alabama, they've built a piano bar. I don't mean dueling pianos like Shady Keys. I mean just a guy in there playing the piano, and me and my dad and my buddy Chris Childers went to the piano bar. And my dad's of an age now where the second we walk in, he's like, I'm ready to go.
When you say piano bar, and I grew up along the beach, and we used to have those, you know, down there. Is it a real piano, or is it like a Casio?
It's a grand piano.
Oh, wow.
And I mean, like, nice piano. I love a piano bar.
Mm-hmm.
I like dueling pianos, but I also like if it's just a guy in there playing the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But why do you think my dad gets there and immediately wants to leave? I guess he walked in. See, my dad likes to go to honky-tonks. And I don't mean nice honky-tonks. I mean, like in that movie, The Blues Brothers, where they were throwing the beer bottles against the chicken wire.
Right.
Like a scary place. That's his favorite kind of place to go to. We go in there, and it's not like people in there fighting. And he's like, I'm ready to go.
So it's fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm kind of like him, though, man. Like, whenever somebody says, let's go out in Tulsa, and they choose one of those places that has, like, candles on the table, I want to go to where I might get killed.
That's exactly how he was. He's like, I want to get out of here. And in Alabama, you know, you're not, there's not a bar down the street. It's a 20-minute, 30-minute drive.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I don't know what to tell you, buddy. You're going to have to stay here. He's like, well, I got to get home. I was like, well, it looks like you're going to have to be taking Schuber. That's walking because there's no Uber here. Schuber. There's no cab. You could be taking Schuber, buddy. That's where you are going to just have to walk home.
I never heard that, Schuber.
And I just came up with it.
Use your shoes to get home.
Not a bad idea for a business. Like, if you have to walk and you can't afford an Uber, you could order a Schuber. That's where somebody will deliver a fancy pair of shoes to you for walking.
So you could just walk
more
home.
Comfortable walking shoes.
Like Forrest Gump.
Have you ever, walking seems like a great idea. Have you ever struck out on foot and then you about halfway there, you're like, uh-oh, this is too far to walk.
Hey, listen, this happened to me for real. I was in college, and you know, in college, you go to like keg parties and all that kind of stuff. And I had been at a keg party and, you know, had some drinks or whatever. And I decided to walk home. I decided to walk home because that's the right thing to do. Not get in the car and turn on the ignition and take a 2,000-pound missile down the road. I decided to walk home. I got pulled over walking, which I had never even heard of. A cop comes up, pulls me over while I'm walking. And I was kind of like making the point. I'm like, well, I had a choice. Did you want me to drive or do you want me to walk? And he kind of like gave me a scolding and let me continue on.
Oh, he didn't take you the rest of the way home?
No, he didn't give me a ride home. I had to keep walking.
Now, listen, I'm like you. I won't even have anything and then drive. So I always Uber, or sometimes I'll be like, well, I'll take Schubert. I'll walk home. I went to a show once, I think at the BOK Center, and I lived on Riverside at the time. Whatever happened, I decided to walk home, which is what, maybe a mile and a half?
Not bad.
Pretty late at night, I was walking home. Somehow, accidentally ended up on the street behind Quick Trip. That was a mistake. I don't know if you've ever been back there on that street.
Because there's a cast of characters that hang out behind Quick Trip.
And it ain't missionaries. They were zombies back there. It was like in the Thriller video, if the zombies in Thriller let themselves go. And I mean, it was a big old party back there. I mean, there's square dancing. I was like, this is the worst mistake I've ever made.
Yeah. Quick Trip can attract some people, can't it?
Listen, you're talking about Quick Trip, a haven of safety. This was the street behind Quick Trip.
So you didn't enjoy the sanctity and the safety of a Quick Trip. You were behind the Quick Trip.
I was on the wrong side of a Quick Trip, if that's possible.
It's 98.5 The Bull next. I mean, like right after Jelly Roll, we got your chance to go to the Oilers, Ice Skate, Tiger Daniel Speaker. That's next on 98.5 The Bull. Labrador hanging out the passenger. Well, here we go, Daniel. It's the Bullfight. We're live on TikTok. Tig and Daniel, that's T-I-G-E. And Daniel.
Today on the 98.5 The Bullfight, what are we giving away?
So today, you can go to the Oilers game. You can also skate. And we're throwing in a Tiger Den, a wireless, waterproof Bluetooth speaker.
That's right. So a great prize taking on each other today. We've got Amy on line one, Jillian on line two. Amy, you say you're a baker. You have a business called Amy's Sweet Treats. Is that correct?
Yes.
And how do we get a hold of you if we'd like some sweet treats?
I am on Facebook under Amy's Sweet Treats.
Amy's Sweet Treats. You heard it there. What's your specialty?
Mostly my cookies. I sell cookies more than anything.
All right. Well, there you go. If you need some cookies, go to Amy's Sweet Treats. Taking on Amy, it's Jillian. Is that right?
Yes.
You do all the booking for a large company. Is that the traveling and all that? What's the biggest tip, the best place to go book tickets, in your opinion?
I love Southwest.
Southwest.com is where you say to go. All right.
We have a Southwest business account, Swabiz.
That's your business. All right, guys. Well, whoever's got their radio turned up or whatever is going on, turn that back down, and let's get down to business. Enough tomfoolery. The name of the quiz today is Birds in the Answer. All the blanks are types of birds. So based on the clue, guess the missing word. Mm. We will start with Amy, who was the first to get through. Don't forget all the answers, birds. Amy. This pirate was played by Johnny Depp, Jack Blank.
Jack Sparrow.
Sparrow is correct. Jillian, this is a Harper Lee novel, To Kill a Blank.
Mockingbird.
Mockingbird is correct. Amy, this is a fool's errand, a wild blank chase.
Goose
is correct. Jillian, Hans Christian Andersen fairy tale, The Ugly Blank.
Duckling.
Duckling is also correct. We are tied up 2-2. Amy, Neil Armstrong saying, the blank has landed.
Eagle.
Eagle is correct. Jillian, cartoon bird with annoying laugh, Woody Blank.
Woodpecker.
That is correct. Ty, can you in fact say woodpecker on the air? Will the FCC allow that?
You cannot say that.
Okay, yeah. Please do not say that again. All right, Amy, on to you. Segregation system in the southern U.S., Jim Blank.
Segregation system in the U.S., Jim Blank.
Yeah.
Segregation system in the southern U.S., Jim Blank.
I don't know. I don't know that one.
Tig, help him out.
Jim Crow law.
Jim Crow.
Oh.
Jillian. He said the sky was falling. Blank Little.
Chicken.
Chicken Little is correct. Amy.
I knew that one.
Famous skateboarder, blank, Hawk. Excuse me. I messed up. It was Tony Hawk. No, I messed up. Hold on. Talk. No, no, no.
I know that one.
I accidentally gave away the answer. That is my bad. Let me see. Amy, your question. First day of Christmas gift, blank, in a pear tree.
Partridge.
Partridge is correct. And Jillian, with this final question, you must get this right to win, or if you get it wrong, you will have tied Amy. Your final question, quoteth this bird nevermore.
The raven.
The raven is correct. And with that, Jillian has defeated Amy in the 98-5 the bull fight. Jillian, you've gotten every single one right. You know what that means, don't you?
I'm the winner.
I must now, if you get every single one right, ask for your hand in marriage. Jillian, will you marry me?
No, thanks.
Okay. Does there you just no thanks?
No, I appreciate it.
I would like to dig in. Why did you say no thanks?
Because I don't want to marry you.
Are you married now?
No, I have a boyfriend.
Wow, she's not even like taken, and well, she still what? Said yeah. No.
Now I'm no longer interested. I take really? Back my proposal and will offer it to Amy from Amy's Sweet Treats. Amy. Amy, will you marry me?
If you want to pay for divorce papers.
Well, she's considering it, apparently.
I would have to pay for divorce papers. All right.
She's actually considering it.
Well, fair enough. Jillian, congratulations. You have won tickets to the Oilers. You're going to go ice skating, and you're going to get that Tig and Daniel Bluetooth waterproof wireless speaker. Please don't throw it into the Arkansas River.
It will float, won't it?
It would, but we don't want you to throw
waterproof.
It in. Well, don't throw it away. We want you to keep it, okay. All right? For years to come.
Absolutely.
Your ancestors will fight over it for years to come.
What do you mean your ancestors?
What do you mean, Tig?
My ancestors.
You mean like her offspring?
No, ancestors.
That would be people that
future like in ancestors.
Like 500 years.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Ah.
Very confusing. All right. Daniel, you have one last question for him.
Yes. Could you guys give me three numbers and an animal?
98.5 the bull.
Yep. Yep.
Good morning, guys. Well, Daniel, you have some big news to deliver. It's 98.5 The Bull. Good morning.
Well, not just me, Tig. We're on the radio together.
Mm-hmm. So, but do you want to do the honors?
Yes. What I need from you is a drum roll. The Tig and Daniel's Cornament is back. Remember when we did this last year? We had a great, great turnout. Yeah, that's very good. Had a great turnout at Kane's Ballroom for our first annual tournament. And now we're doing the second annual tournament.
And now we can call it annual because it's 2 years in a row.
Right.
Yep.
Saturday, June 22nd, Kane's Ballroom, cash prizes, raffles, concert tickets. All the proceeds from the Tig and Daniel's Cornament go to the Ronald McDonald House of Tulsa. Ronald McDonald House, tell us what they do briefly, Tig.
So, this hit home for us because when you have a kid in the hospital, how are you supposed to pay for a hotel room 30 nights in a row? You know, one night's tough. 30 nights in a row, it's too expensive. So, the Ronald McDonald House here in Tulsa, we're so lucky to have one, they house you. They bring in chefs each night to feed you. They got snacks there. They got it all. So, you know, when your kid's sick, what you're trying to worry about is not, you know, where you're going to stay. It's worried about your kid's health. And so they put you up and they take care of you.
It's hard to be heartfelt and emotional talking about the Ronald McDonald House while you have Come On Ride That Train by the Quad City DJs in the background.
I turned it down.
Tug's like, if your kid is sick, and they're like,
Come On Ride That Train.
So we all, you know, we saw Ronald McDonald House. You'd always see that thing that you could donate money in the drive-thru. And I was like, I really don't know what it is. Is that an orphanage or something like that? So Tig and I got to meet everybody over at Ronald McDonald House. We thought, well, this would be a great way to raise some money for them. People around here love cornhole. Didn't you see in the news a little bit ago that a guy got a scholarship to school because he was so good at cornhole?
Yeah, it's becoming a thing, isn't it?
It's a thing. And plus, playing cornhole inside of Kane's Ballroom, that's kind of amazing just in itself.
Yeah, so our cornament, we're taking entries eventually here, and it all goes to benefit the Ronald McDonald House.
We're not taking it eventually. Now. Sign up right now at thebulltulsa.com. Get your team going. It's a great time, and we had a whole heck of a lot of fun last year. Going to do it again this year, Tig. Even bigger and even better.
All right, so thebulltulsa.com. You can come play cornhole. And by the way, I want to make it clear that you don't have to be like some kind of expert. If you've ever played cornhole at a tailgate or something, we're just having fun, man.
And we're having fun.
You could win the whole thing.
There are some serious dudes out there, though, that are pretty yeah. crazy good at cornhole.
Yeah, so, but it's for everybody. And a novice or somebody who's worked on it very hard, anybody can sign up for our cornhole tournament. It benefits the Ronald McDonald House, which most of their donations come from people like you and me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. TheBullTulsa.com. That's TheBullTulsa.com. Love to see you there. 98.5 The Bull at 8:08. Good morning, Daniel.
I drove yesterday all the way from Alabama to Tulsa. That's mm-hmm. a long drive, buddy.
Oh, I know.
I get off the exit every now and again. And guess you know what I'm seeing from time to time? And I don't understand how this happens or why it happens. Get off an exit. There's two gas stations. One place has gas for $2.99. The place across the street, $3.08. Full mm-hmm. 10 cent higher. What's the reasoning behind that? Why would anybody ever go to the place with the more expensive gas?
I don't know. I'm not in that industry. I would imagine that their distributor charged them more, so they have to charge more to make money.
My buddy's family owns a gas station, and he said if you ever see that, that's because they're having an argument with the other. Yeah, they're feuding with the other gas station.
Oh, really?
Like maybe there's a disagreement or something like that. So they mm-hmm. will, he says, and I don't know if this is true or not, he says the gas stations really don't make any money off gas. They only make it for the other stuff.
You go inside and buy taquitos and stuff.
So there's kind of like a gentleman's agreement with everybody that all gas will be the same.
Mm.
Unless people are arguing, and then they might be a little like little jabbing here and there. I wonder if that's true.
Well, you know, I read a story, and this is dorky, but I love history, and the Rockefellers. We all know the Rockefeller family in the sense that we're familiar with that name, that John Rockefeller would open gas stations across the street from your gas station, Daniel, and he would lose money on gas until you went out of business, and then he'd raise the price back up.
So maybe my buddy's on to something. I remember one morning I was doing a bit somewhere. This might have been in Alabama years ago when gas prices were through the roof. No, it was an afternoon. And I called around to different gas stations, and I said, please, will you just lower the gas by one penny? And not one single person would take me up on it, almost as though, like, you're just not allowed to do that.
That's weird, man, but you're right. It is weird that you're at the same exit, and there's a disparity between the two gas stations.
I couldn't imagine why one would be, like, 10 to 20 cent lower across the street.
It's 98.5 The Bull. Good morning, Morgan Wallen. So, Daniel, we just announced our cornerment is coming up. I just got a call, and somebody said, hey, is there like an age limit? I know it's Kane's Ballroom, and you think, well, that's kind of a bar situation. But in this situation, if you want to sign your kids up for a cornerment, I had a 7-year-old playing it last year, and, mm-hmm. you know, he didn't do that great, to be honest. But it's still fun for the kids, right? And so we can get your kids into the cornerment if you'd like to play in Tig and Daniel's cornerment. There's prizes. There's money. It's just going to be a lot of fun. And it's inside in the summer, so we're not going to be hot. And you can get drinks and all that if you want to. No problem.
I like that you can play cornerment. You can play cornhole in Kane's Ballroom. I mean, how many people have ever gotten to do that?
Not many. Like, you think about all the people that have been at Kane's Ballroom, Willie Nelson, Bob Wills, and all that, and now we're playing, you could be there playing cornerment.
I mean, I don't even think Bob Wills got to play cornhole in there.
No, he did not.
Did that even exist when he was there?
Probably not. So here we are. You can sign up for our cornament. It all benefits the Ronald McDonald House, which does amazing work. They what basically they do is, if you, God forbid, had a kid in the hospital, how are you supposed to pay for 30 days in a hotel? They put you up, they feed you, they take care of you while you're trying to deal with your kid.
That's right. And right. I got to be curious then, if Bob Wills might have played cornhole back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
What year do you think cornhole was invented?
Oh, I only saw it in the late 90s.
So you think the late 90s?
Something on that
It
order.
Was the late 90s, the late 1890s. Actually,
really?
1883 to be exact. 1883. So
it's like as old as baseball, really.
It would have been around, yeah, even then. Well, that surprises me. I thought it was new, too. Sign up now at thebulltulsa.com. It's Tig and Daniel's Cornament.
It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. Hey, good morning, Daniel. You got a house guest right now. Your mom is in town.
That is correct. My mom, Cheryl, is here from Alabama.
Your mom and my mom are totally different because your mom will come and stay for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Two weeks, yeah.
Yeah. And so she likes spending time with you, and she loves her son, and she would probably stay longer if she could, right? Meanwhile, my mom comes to Tulsa. And you know how you do that thing where you clean your house really good and you try to pretend like you're not a dirty animal and all that? I go in there and I clean, I'm mopping, I got Clorox out, all the stuff to get ready. And I talked to my mom and I said, I'm so excited you're coming. I got a room ready for you. You know, everything's ready. And she goes, well, I think I'm going to get an Airbnb.
That's kind of messed up. Like, why come out here to visit you and then get an Airbnb?
So she gets an Airbnb and she doesn't know Tulsa that well. But she saw one near me, which is actually where you live on Cherry Street, in that general area.
Uh-huh.
So she won't stay with me. Your mom's spending 2 weeks with you. And my mom, when she comes to visit, she's like, yeah, I'll get an Airbnb. And I said, Mom, we got room over here. We'd love, you know, to have you over. And she's just like, she don't want to do it. I'm like, okay, fine. Well, then the next day I get a text from her. And she says, I see that Tulsa's got a lot of Art Deco buildings. And I said, yes, it does. It's beautiful downtown. And I even looked up a map to, like, you know, make sure that we were economic with our time. Like, I didn't have to just drive around aimlessly. I knew where the buildings were, and I took her and I, you know, showed her all the buildings in Tulsa. And she was like, Tulsa's beautiful. And I took her over to Woodward Park, and we saw the gardens, and everything was fine. Totally different than your mom, who likes to spend time with you. And so I'm like a tour guide for my mom. Well, anyway, she at the end of the day, she goes, I'm a little tired. I think I'm going to go to bed. And I said, okay, that's fine. She's older. I mean, she's in her 70s, and that'll be great. And so I drop her back at the Airbnb, and then I go to my house, and I go to bed. Next morning, I text her and says, hey, good morning. You know, I can come pick you up from the Airbnb. And she says, I'm tired. We went to a place called Roosevelt's last night.
Oh, after you drop them off, they continue to go out?
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's messed up, dog, for real.
I'm like, wait a second. I could have gone to dinner with y'all. I might have even picked up the tab. But she went to Roosevelt's on Cherry Street without me.
That's really, really messed
your
up.
Your mom lives in your house for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, she'll be here for a couple of weeks. Even when I go down to Alabama, I remember going down one time and I wanted to take a nap, and it was maybe like 2-3 in the afternoon. I said, oh, man, I got to take a nap, and I'm gonna go lay down in the bed. And I was sitting in the recliner in the living room. She goes, why don't you just take a nap right there? I was like, well, why don't I go get in the bed? And she's like, well, I just want to be able to see you. So she wanted to just watch her son, her middle-aged man son, just sleeping in the recliner in her living room.
My mom gets an Airbnb a mile away.
Meanwhile, yeah, your mom's here for 3 days and only spends one of them with you.
Yeah, goes to dinner by herself.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
So Daniel's mom is in town, and your mom and my mom are totally different, man. Your mom comes to town. She wants to stay for 2 and 3 weeks, and you even said you tried to take a nap one day, and she didn't want you to go to the bed. She wanted you to just nap in the same room she was in so she could look at you.
And the recliner. She said, please sleep in the recliner so I can watch you sleep. And I'm like, I am very uncomfortable.
My mom, on the other hand, comes to Tulsa, won't stay with me, gets an Airbnb, goes out to secret dinners. And I said, Mom, I could have gone to dinner with you. No, I didn't want to bother you. But I forgot there was another part of the story I wanted to tell.
What's that now?
you and I have been attached to the hip for 20 years now,
mm-hmm.
radio-wise. And we started out in radio stations, guys, that looked like thrift stores that went out of business. We had a radio station that had carpet on the inside that was like the stuff you put on your porch, but it was inside. I mean, that's how cheap the place was.
We were in a radio station in Myrtle Beach, and it was in between a strip club and a Civil War museum, and I wasn't sure how to spend my lunch break.
I imagine you went to the Civil War Museum a lot. But anyway, like, you know, Daniel and I have worked very hard to advance our careers. And, you know, I thought my mom would be, like, kind of proud or something like that. And we're in a building now that looks like Taj Mahal compared to, you know, we've advanced our careers. It's not braggadocious. I'm just saying that we've worked very hard. And my mom comes to Tulsa. And I forgot this part of the story. And I said, Mom, you know, when you visited me early in my career, we were in garbage dumps. You got to go see this place that we're in now. It's the News on 6 building. It's gorgeous. You know, I wanted to, like, show her, kind of show off a little bit, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling her the story. I said, this place is beautiful. I'm looking right now at a mural of me and you, like billboards and stuff. And I go, you know, I would like to share this with my mom so she would be proud of me. And I said, Mom, let's go to the radio station. I want to show you the radio station. And she goes, I don't need to do that.
I keep in mind, Tig lives 5 minutes from the radio station. I mean, this would not be a jaunt across
this
town.
This is not a trek.
Yeah.
And she goes, I don't need to do that. And I go, what do you mean you don't need to? You don't need to do anything. So she would not come to the radio station and see where we were. Meanwhile, Daniel's mom wants to stay 3 weeks and watch him sleep.
Oh, my mom listens to the podcast. Her and her boyfriend, Mr. Jimmy, listen. He plays along with the trivia. He loves it.
It's so weird.
Why don't you tell her, like, Mom, you're hurting my feelings a little bit.
She's proud of her other kids. Every time I talk to her, she's, like, bragging on Rachel and my brother Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, you know, me, she's like, I don't need to go to the radio station. You don't need to do anything, but I was going to show you that.
It's like if you and your mom were in that movie, The Good Son.
Yeah, and she had the decision. You can tell the story better than I can.
Yeah, at the end of The Good Son, the mom is holding the two children over the cliff, and she's got to let one go, or she'll lose both of them.
So she has to let one go in order to help one.
Your mom would just push you off the cliff. She would not even attempt to hold you even for a second.
I don't need to save you. No, thanks.
You know what? I ought to call your mom and get on to her.
I wish you would. But Daniel's mom's in town for, what, 2 more weeks or so?
We'll see. Got a generous portion of visit, I'll tell you that.
It's 98.5 The Bull. Good morning. It's hard to forget. Oh, honey, I'm falling apart. You're playing hard to forget. It's 98.5 The Bull. We had some pretty cool news. We're doing our Tig and Daniel Cornament again, Daniel.
The second annual Tig and Daniel Cornament at Kane's Ballroom. And I was sitting at home last night, and our commercial came on for the Cornament.
Oh, did it?
Caught me off guard a little bit. I was like, who are those handsome devils? Oh, wait, that's us.
Oh, so you thought I was a babe?
No, I was mostly looking at me.
Oh.
I was like, who's that handsome guy and that old lady?
So the Cornament, you know, it's cornhole. And you can play and win money. You can win prizes. It's just a good time. And it's at Kane's Ballroom inside. And even though it's summer, we are going to be inside, which is, you know, all comfortable and stuff like that. And it's quite the spectacle, I got to say, right?
Yeah, all ages. You know, if your kids want to play, we had a couple of, didn't we pay for a couple of teams last year that were children?
Yeah, we had a good question this morning. Somebody called after we announced our Cornament and said, hey, it's Kane's Ballroom. Can a kid get in? Absolutely, they can get in. I think we had 7-year-olds playing last year. And so if you got somebody, you know, that's younger, that'll be fine, too. You can come out as a family and try at the Cornament. And by the way, I want to make it clear that there are people that play Cornament very well, but also that does not exclude people who, you know, just do it at tailgates and stuff. You might end up winning this whole thing.
Yeah, you never know. The early bird entry fee for teams, $40. That's $40 per team. $20 a piece. Not bad. Not a bad way to spend the day. And you're in the legendary Kane's Ballroom. It's going to be blistering hot outside, but you're in the cool, historic Kane's Ballroom.
And by the way, me and Daniel aren't keeping your money. That's going to the Ronald McDonald House. So it's all for charity. The Ronald McDonald House houses families that have kids in the hospital. And so you can imagine how you know, if your kid, God forbid, had a stint of 30 days in the hospital, you can't pay for 30 days in a hotel. That's kind of crazy.
I mean, a week in a hotel would be pretty expensive.
Oh,
so,
ridiculous, yeah. Right? So they house them. They take care of them. They get a chef in every night and cook family dinners and all that. So it's for a good cause, and if you want to come out and enjoy cornhole with us, the best part is you get to meet Daniel.
Oh, yeah, that's the most important thing. You get to meet the wind beneath Tulsa's wings.
By the way, I went out to the that ice center this weekend.
Yeah?
Where they have, like, ice skating and all that, and somebody comes up and goes, where's Daniel? I hurt my feelings.
That's what I get every time I go to River Spirit Casino and we have an event there. I'm just out there gambling. They're like, where's Tig? And I'm like, who cares about Tig? You've got Tulsa's most golden bachelor here.
I'm here. Don't worry about Tig.
The wind beneath Tulsa's wings. Tulsa's grand romantic is here. Don't worry about old Dirty Bird.
So Daniel will be at the Cornament, which is the biggest draw of all, and you can buy your tickets at thebulltulsa.com. That's thebulltulsa.com.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
Daniel, I forgot to update you on something that was it was bothering me. There's something wrong with me. I should worry about 401ks and mortgages, but I sit there and I worry about other things. And one thing I was worried about is my son likes to play baseball.
Yeah?
And I thought I was going to have to be head coach, and I stink at that. When I was head coach once, I just I led my kids to devastating losses every game. I stink at that, right? I'm a better assistant. And so I was pretty scared because when I signed my kid up for baseball at La Fortune, nobody had volunteered to be a head coach. And I thought, oh, man, I'm going to get drafted, and they're going to make me be head coach. But I lucked out. There's a kid here in town. And when I say kid, he's probably 22 or so. He's a college baseball player. And for credit, because he's trying to get a degree in sports management. For credit, he gets 3 hours semester credit if he coaches a baseball team. So that's our head coach.
All right, well, you know, poor decision on your part. Goodbye, wives. Now all the wives are going to be checking out this hot young college
baseball player,
yeah.
Well, I'll take it, because as long as I don't have to coach, if he wants to hit on my wife or whatever, that's his business.
It ain't going to be that. It's going to be the wives lusting after the young college hunk that's the coach. Spud.
Spud
who calls in all the time. Yeah. He was begging to help you coach, be head coach. Your wives are going to be safe if Spud's on the field. Not this young, hot college hunk.
Oh, so your submission is that Spud would just be like a regular guy.
Right.
But now they got this 22-year-old hot baseball
college
player out there.
College beefcake out there. Yeah, what are y'all
and
thinking?
And the wives are going to be like, oh, hey now.
Yeah.
And the wives are reading this book right now, and I don't know what's going on, but...
Yeah, well, what is this book, by the way? I hear about it. Ladies are reading it. Apparently, it's pretty raunchy.
Apparently.
What's the name of it?
I forget. What is it, like Fifth Dimension or something?
Buddy, I don't know what y'all are doing over there. College hunks, raunchy books?
Yeah, they have
what
like
is happening?
Book club, and meanwhile, the book. It's funny how guys get in trouble sometimes. Meanwhile, the ladies are reading these novels.
Your wife
that make
told
a
me,
dirty magazine look like nothing.
Told me about one reviewer said about this book, whatever they're reading, and it was pretty graphic. It made me blush. And I'm, you know me, I'm a tiger. This was way too much for me.
Well.
What in the world is this book?
Yeah, so now we got that college hunk out there coaching baseball. You might be on to something.